Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI in Savannah, and he's Jim Taylor at WRMJ in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And Jim, the spring sports season is underway. Teams around here got out and practiced outside in the opening days of the season starting. And now it's hurry up and wait as we've had cancellations and postponements galore.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating part in all this. And can I take a moment and, again, implore people to look at changing the IHSA calendar for baseball and softball? Can I do that this morning again? This is one of my hot-button issues. So I
yes,
want to look.
You have that opportunity.
All right. So, again, I want to look at the IHSA calendar. Now, this year, the first day of practice was February the 27th, which is a Monday. The first day games can be played this week, Monday, March the 13th. Now, there were no games played in our area this week. I'm assuming in Northwest Illinois, in your area, no games, right? Now, I looked at the calendar next year, February 26th, the first day of practice, March 12th, the first day games can be played, and then the 2018-2019 school year, first day of practice for baseball and softball, February 25th. And I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement on WCCI right now, if I can, for the 2018-2019 school year. On March 11th, the first day when you can play baseball and softball games, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, all games will will be canceled that day. So I look, Brian, again, I think if you push the start of the baseball and softball season back 3 weeks, I look at a March 20th start this year, which is a Monday, and then the first contest would be played on Monday, April the 3rd, and now that would push back the state tournament series, and this is where you're going to get a little resistance. I think the sectional finals would end on June the 17th, super sectionals June the 19th, and then the state tournament June 23rd and June 24th. But I'll tell people that, you know, during the winter, baseball teams and softball teams, they can have open gyms. There's no problems with that. And I say, you know, then in the spring and the summer, you know, football and basketball teams, they can still do their summer conditioning and summer stuff around baseball and softball. And then the other thing I look at, you're going to hear those people, those interests say, well, what are you going to do to ASA softball and travel baseball? But I look at a situation where, if you push the season back 3 weeks, I looked at, so the sectional finals would be June the 17th. So after the sectional finals on June the 17th, you'd have just 16 1A and 2A teams left playing. Basically, everyone else in the state would be done playing by June the 17th, which would allow, you know, you to continue on with the travel, baseball, the showcase events, the ASA, softball. And then the other issue I look at, Brian, for me, we talk about these three sport athletes and wanting kids to do too much. You know, if you push the season back to March 20th to start for baseball and softball, I look at a situation where you're giving those kids a nice break from the end of the fall sports season, the end of the winter sports season, and then they get that nice break between winter and spring. I still say, and then the other thing for the fans, you can get out and actually enjoy the weather and watch these games, and then also you look at a calendar 3 weeks later, you know daylight savings time is well into effect where you have longer days to utilize those facilities that don't have light. So what do you think?
Oh, Jim, all great points, and I would agree. I think oftentimes you see athletes shortchanged in the spring season because of Mother Nature, and that is very unfortunate, and you're not going to be able to avoid all rainouts and cold temperatures and freak snowstorms. But in this situation, you would move forward enough that I think you would have better weather. You'd have fewer of those situations, and as you say, it wouldn't impact that many schools down the stretch, and it might be a little bit of an inconvenience, but I think it would be something we would adjust to. I just have always felt, and one of the reasons we don't do as many spring sports broadcasts is the fact that the weather is so unpredictable, and it can be, you know, fair one season and very unfair the next, where you might have a very nice spring and everything goes like clockwork, and then the next season you have cancellations and postponements galore.
Well, and the other thing that I look at, and I know, I think baseball and softball can be a little bit of a different animal compared to other sports, just like football is with the eight-class system. And I would even be comfortable saying that in the summer, that if kids want to play Legion baseball in June and ASA softball in June, kind of like Iowa does, you allow those kids to maybe do both if they want to. You maybe allow that if that's part of the process, because I think that's where you're going to get most of the resistance, is from the summer softball circuit in June, and then also the summer baseball circuit as well. But again, when I look at that extending that calendar 3 weeks, most schools in 1A and 2A baseball are going to be done by June 17th. After the sectional final week, as I mentioned, just 16 teams would be left after that. So again, I think it's something that is worth exploring, especially when you look, again, next year, games will start March 12th, and like I said, 2018, 2019, Brian Roush already announcing that games will be played on March the 11th, but but they'll be canceled likely as well. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. And I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.